Unit 6. Traveling. Listening and speaking.
D.
Listen to the sentences and choose the right responses.
1. Can I see him in the office?
2. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Thomas?
3. How long may I keep the book?
4. Excuse me, is this train for London?
5. What do you think of the film we saw yesterday?
1.
Listen to the short conversations and choose the best answer.
1. When will the plane arrive from Beijing?
At 12 o'clock. You have to wait for several minutes.
Question. When will the plane arrive?
2. I have not received your email yet.
That's too bad. I'll send it to you again.
Question. What's the man probably going to do?
3. Susan, why don't you have some wine?
No thanks, I'm driving tonight.
Question. What can we learn from the talk?
4. Excuse me, where can I find English-Chinese dictionaries?
They are on the second floor.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Five. What's the matter, Mary?
My computer doesn't work. Can you help me?
Question. What does the woman ask the man to do?
5. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Have you had a good time these past few days?
Yes, Kunming is really a beautiful place.
Thank you. You're welcome here anytime.
I'm afraid I've been a bother these past few days.
Don't mention it. You know we are old friends.
G. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer.
Hi, Betty. May I have a discussion about the training program with you?
Sure. Take a seat.
We are planning a training program for the new employees. They have to learn how to use the machines.
That's fine. How about the training time?
Normally, it takes 3 weeks.
At present, almost all operations are controlled by computers. I think a 2-week training will be enough.
But some employees know nothing about the computer.
In that case, let's make it 3 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Questions. 1. Who will be trained in the program?
2. How long will the training program last?
3. What is the training program mainly about? 8. Listen to the short passage and fill in the blanks.
The world's population today is about 6 billion, but only about 11% of the world's land is suitable for farming. However, the area of farmland is becoming smaller and smaller every year, so it will be difficult to feed so many mouths. There are several reasons why farmland is being lost. First, a lot of the land is being used for the building of houses. Secondly, some of the land has become wasteland because wind and rain have removed the topsoil. Thirdly, some of the land has become too salty to grow crops. Therefore, a big problem we face today is hunger.